This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, April 20. Mary Magdalene. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. On the morning of Jesus' resurrection, Mary Magdalene went to visit his tomb early. And when she saw the stone rolled away, she quickly went to tell Jesus' disciples. They came and saw, and then returned to where they were staying. But Mary couldn't leave. She was overcome with sorrow about Jesus' death and couldn't imagine life without him. So she lingered in the garden and wept. Through her tears, she saw two angels in the tomb. She explained why she was crying, and then she turned around and saw Jesus there but didn't recognize him. It's hard to know why she didn't recognize him. Maybe her vision was clouded by tears. Maybe Jesus' resurrected body was somehow different. Whatever the reason, she mistook him for the gardener and asked where Jesus' body had been taken. And Jesus simply called her by name, Mary. How often do we encounter Jesus and not recognize him? Maybe we're talking with a person in need. Maybe someone is calling us to repentance. Maybe someone is showing us kindness or grace. Or maybe Jesus is present in a random event. Maybe our vision is clouded by busyness or worry, fear, or inattention. But then Jesus, who knows everything about us, gets our attention, and we immediately know he is there. We can tell that he loves us and is always with us. We know that his grace is for us, and that he calls us to follow him in everything we do. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for knowing us and calling us to enjoy new life with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.